Good night, everybody. I hope you guys are having a great, amazing day here. And welcome to the Cardboard Cave podcast. Tonight, I am starting the podcast alone. I know that the guys probably are still setting up like that we can have that Magic the Gathering conversation. As well, remember, the topics are on the top if you are at YouTube and or on Facebook. So just pass by, read what we're going to be talking about, and be part of the conversation. Comment below, and your comment will be highlighted like that your question can be answered. As well, if you like Commander or Standard, probably more Commander, but if you want to spice up your Commander, just go ahead, go to altersleeves.com, and when you're about to check out, go ahead and use that promo code CardboardCave. You will get a 5% discount on your order, and as well, you will be supporting us for more content. Remember as well, you can use our affiliated link that it's right there on the description that you guys can go ahead and as well be supporting us. Remember as well, we will be opening our shirt, our own like little brand like that you guys can go ahead and buy custom shirts like The Only Lands, Revolutionizing Your Mulligan, as well the will you pay the one shirt. Disclaimer, you always say no. There are more shirts coming your way. We have another a series of Mountain Go, Swamp Go that we have not completed yet, but there will be like a Go shirt series. There will be a tax series. There is the one that will you pay the one, and then there'll be more coming your way, because we all know there's more tax cards out there as well. Guys, remember, if you want to support us, just follow us in all of our social media as Cardboard Cave Podcast or Cardboard Cave MTG. You can find us at Spotify and Apple Podcasts and other audio formats when we put our episodes on live on our platforms. So guys, so this is going to be the topics of tonight. I'm gonna give me 1 second. Let me see if I can find the guys. Okay, guys, so let's go ahead and go to the topics of tonight. So before anything, if you guys are paying attention to you guys know the Warhammer 40k drop, that it was going to be the commanders and the secret layers as well, they have been delayed due to supply chain challenges. So there will be now set to release on October 7, 2022. Remember that the Warhammer commanders will be available in two versions, in the regular version and as well in the collector's version. So apparently we still don't have details on what this collector version will have or what difference they will be, but there will be two versions of these commanders as well. These this Warhammer 40k is not a set. It was supposed to be a set, but they Wizard of the Coast said that it's only going to be commander products and as well secret layer products, because they're going to be giving secret layer Age of Sigmar and secret layer Blood Bowl and as well secret layer Warhammer 40k orcs are the ones that are going to be coming as a secret layer. Probably there will be more to come, so don't miss out on that secret layer drop if you are a Warhammer 40k fan. As well, guys, one of the other things that you guys have to have in mind is that as well, Warhammer, if I'm not mistaken, these cards will be part of the Wizard of the Coast Beyond collection. So this means that these cards are black bordered, so you guys can enjoy them in your commanders on release. And in other great amazing news, I really do wish that I had the guys here, but I'm here alone. But in other news, guys, one of the things that have been happening today, to date, is the price inflations for Double Masters. So if you have not yet pre-ordered Double Masters for yourself, there's a pretty nifty issue if you didn't pre-order it at the start. At the start, the boxes were going for around $300 or $275. It was a doable price because of all the cards that have been spoiled. So we're going to get Smothering Tithe, Force of Negation, Mana Drain, Food Chain, and other cards as well. If you guys buy the collector booster box, you will have like a box topper, or in that booster box you will get like the textured foil cards. These are like new foiling, not foiled etched, but it's textured foil cards that will be available only in the collector's edition. But the collector's edition right now, up to now, in TCG Player, I will tell you guys in a second, but there is an issue in regards to why we're talking about this, because it's not only the fact that the prices are going too high. The fact is that it's going so ridiculously high, but the question is, can we trust a product that in the previous sets have been giving issues? So right now, the cheapest lower listing in TCG Player, guys, is $349.94. Literally, in a sense, it's better for you to buy a Double Masters collector's booster box. And if you don't get what you want, but you want to go ahead and sell those cards and move forward to see if you can get another box, then it's kind of way better to do it. Because the issue in regards to these prices is that, yes, probably right now, let's put an example. Right now, Liliana the Last Hope textured foil is going for $1,200, and it's the market price is at $600. Force of Negation Borderless is going for $100. Imperial Seal for $300. Mana Vault, the Borderless, is at $150. The Ulmog textured foil is going for $600. And we're talking about these prices are pretty crazy, but again, it all depends if you get these cards in your booster box or in your collector's edition booster box or booster pack. So you're better off waiting for the release of the set. Give me one second, guys. Okay. You're better off waiting for the release of these sets, like the set, like that you guys can get these cards on the down low, because we all know that at the first weekend the prices go low. But it all depends as well on the printing, because it is the issue. This set might be having that same special treatment of Wizard of the Coast as Time Spiral Remastered, that it was a very, very low printing. So cards will go really high, or they will just maintain in a really nice price. But the issue is not that. The issue here is that right now, due to these inflations, only certain places you can get the booster box, the draft booster box, in a very reasonable price. We have seen it here in the Cardboard Cave, that we have seen this boxes go for $275 to $250 in other websites, more likely like Amazon and big retail stores. But the issue here is that some of these products are located in other places. Like yesterday, they had the $275 draft booster box in Amazon UK. They do ship to Puerto Rico or to Florida, but the issue is that you have to wait a pretty long time by that you can get your booster box. So the issue is that when you get your booster box, probably those high value cards will not be high value as you think. because most of these cards have had only one reprinting or two. But the thing is that when you reprinted card, the previous version of the card is going to go a little lower. So it's going to be a little bit much more cheaper. But it's fine, because in the end, you want to get the cards that you want. Like, for example, for myself, me one second. This happens always with the guys. So if you guys know, just to clarify, whoever's watching us or listening to us, our podcast is normally announced at 8:30, but it starts at 9, just to give time for the guys if they are working or not. We are going to be touching these points once again. So either way, we're going to touch up on these points once again with the guys, give them those questions once again. But the issue here is that now local game stores are selling these boxes way overpriced. Some stores are going at $350, like we mentioned here in TCG Player, and some local game stores are going to $400 or higher. Not because probably it's not because they want to, it's probably because their distributor is selling these boxes a little bit more expensive for them, so their margin of getting something back from their investment, probably that's the biggest issue. Why? Because the issue of having these having no MSRP, it gives power to these distributors to be able to put the prices they want. So probably Wizard of the Coast is saying, like, okay, you as a distributor, you can sell the case for let's put a random number, you can sell the case for $1,200. Let's put an example. So six boxes, so you sell the case for $1,200. You divide that by, I think they bring six boxes. The boxes would be $200 each. And that's a good margin, because you give the LGS store, like, okay, so I'm buying it for $1,200 a case. I can sell the boxes at $250 or $300. My margin will be $100 or $50. It's a good margin at the end of the day, because if you have a player buy a box for $250, they tell you, hey, I want to buy four. That's $1,000 already with four boxes already sold. That's $1,000 already sold. So you still have $100 more. You will be losing $100, but that does not mean, because again, some local game stores do this a little bit much more smarter. Okay, here we go. We got let me see if he's ready.
Am I ready? That is a good question. Are you ready to see the outrageous stuff that Wizards has pulled this quarter?
Yeah, dude. I have a question for you. Does it hurt you that the fact that this year for Wizard of the Coast, this is the first thing that I like started the conversation with. Warhammer 40K has been delayed until October 7, 2022, due to challenges with their shipping, and as well with I think it's with the people that I think that provide the that cut the cards, if I'm not mistaken. Let me go ahead and go back to the article. So yeah, supply change. Due to an ongoing global supply chain challenges and delays in production, Warhammer 40K Commander Decks is now for October 7, 2022, As well, they have not given details at the secret layer drop, but as well, the secret layer drop will be delayed. Delayed, sadly. What do you think about this?
I had already heard about this, and I also saw a video on it that Orengo had sent us. Mm-hmm. I think it's either one of the two extremes. I think that either there are legitimate issues with the supply chain, because we have seen legitimate issues with the supply chain basically since just a tiny bit before the start of the COVID pandemic, and then with everything blowing up with the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
But I also think that if this is due to a problem with the supply chain, or if it's complete bullshit, which is like the second option of the two options I mentioned, right? Either the two is good for the long term. Let me explain myself, right? So yeah. I think it is a good thing that these products are getting delayed, not because, you know, because nobody likes delays in their product, obviously, and much less when there's people that, you know, I can't remember if the secret layer has already been like sold. Has it already?
No.
Did it already come up? So yeah, exactly. So
no, so this secret layer,
I think it's fine. Yeah,
the secret layer will include Warhammer 40K Orcs, Warhammer Age of Sigmar, and Warhammer Blood Bowl.
I thought they're like three separate products, no? Are they not gonna be like three different drops?
Yeah, they are going to be three different drops, but I think it's going to be one drop completely.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Like just three different products, one drop.
Exactly, yeah. I think it's going to be themed out in Warhammer.
Yeah, I thought that originally the idea was going to be that everything is going to be three separate drops, but they just all happen to have the Warhammer theme.
Well, remember that everybody thought that the that Warhammer was going to be a set, and it's not going to be a set. It's going to be just Commander decks.
Yeah, I mean, it would be pretty amazing, because I think that Wizard had announced that they were going to do, instead of a secret layer, but like an actual Lord of the Rings set, which I think that's where they the confusion came from. Saw that Warhammer was in the works as well.
Yeah, exactly. There is going to be a Lord of the Rings like collaboration. But the thing is that, again, this is all for the Wizard of the Coast Beyond brand.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot
but of But if I'm not mistaken, they had said, like, it had been announced, like, preemptively that Lord of the Rings is going to be a set.
Lord of the Rings is going to be part. Fortnite is going to be part. There's a lot of brands that have joined, but they have not yet set a release date on these products.
Yeah, I think it is truly a shame, and we've been going on quite a tangent here, but I think it's truly a shame that Wizards of the Coast did not take advantage of that partnership with Hatsune Miku for the Kanagawa release. I think that was a huge L on their part.
Hey, it was a huge L as well. That I understand that J.K. Rowling said what she said, but J.K. Rowling and the Wizardry World brand are two different things, and they didn't take advantage on Strixhaven on having.
Yeah, but keep in mind, Wizards has spent the last last decade working a lot on their public image, and I think that would have been too much of a PR risk. Like from a good like PR, bad PR perspective, I think it would have been too much of a risk for them to take on the Harry Potter thing, especially because you and I, for example, recognize that the Wizarding World like brand is one thing and that J.K. Yeah. Rowling's bullshit is another, doesn't mean that, you know, the public perception of Harry Potter is that since J.K. Rowling wrote that shit, if you're partnering up and making like Harry Potter products, you're probably like dealing with like J.K. Rowling shit. Like,
but the issue is
like people are fickle about like public perception, you know?
Yeah, I understand. But the issue is that in these previous past three sets, we've been having issues with products. So it's not even helping us as fans of the game help out to say good things about Wizard of the Coast and their props.
Oh no, that's another thing entirely. Like, imagine Wizards of the Coast not just having problems with their products, but on top of that having a PR crisis. Like, it would just, it's gonna be tough for them to handle this, like, in the first place. Imagine if they had two things going on for them at the same time, right? But like, getting back to what we were, to like the original question, right? Yeah. And the reasons why I think the product being delayed, whether it's for X or Y reason, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's because it's absolute bullshit and they just want to hold off on the product a little bit, or whether it's because there's legit issues with the supply chain, which I can totally recognize there may be, right? Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of product really quickly, and this product specifically, the latest product, right? Double Masters 2022 is such an insane product that people are just so willing to drop money on. Like, you realize that people were willing to drop money on this product when you saw the price of that box start pre-order at $250, and we're very easily reaching the $400 mark.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we're there yet, like, officially, right? I think we're still at like 360, 370, maybe creeping up to 380.
Right now.
But, you know, we're knocking right on the now, door at 400.
We're right now at 349.95 in TCG Player. But that still does not affect, that's TCG Player. We still would need to see what local game stores are selling their boxes.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of local game stores, when it comes to this kind of product, like this hyper popular product, most of them, there are exceptions to the rule as always, right? Most of them tend to have a price guideline that's either going to be the exact price of TCG Player, or for people looking to essentially compete with the rest of the market, they're going to go a little lower. You know, like an extra 10, 20 bucks lower to make sure that they that their boxes sell quicker, right?
Okay, let's see. Okay, give me one second. I'm opening I'm not gonna say which store is it. Let me see if I can here we go. Okay, so this store right now has a pre-order of $374.99.
Wow.
And this is a big chain store.
Yeah. Wow.
Then if we go to another marketplace.
Actually, that's taking into account LGS's. Let me double check the price on Amazon before, like, while you do that.
Yeah, no problem. Let me go ahead and sure. Let's go ahead. If whoever's listening to us right now, we're just looking for prices to compare of different stores. We're not going to be mentioning the stores' names, just because we don't want to, you know, you know, we don't want to damage their name or anything. Okay, look at this. Look at this, my dude. So at this other website, this other website, it's somewhat like TCG Player. The most cheapest one right now, it's at $370. The most highest, the draft booster box, is going for $549.99.
That's insane. For the draft booster box?
Correct.
No way. That's insane.
Oh, I'm going to send the link to the private chat.
Wow. Actually, surprisingly, this is what's funny, right? I think Orengo was the one that sent us the link again a few days ago of a German box, or like some, or like a seller from Germany, one of the two. Was it UK? I thought it was Germany.
It was UK, UK.
All right, so a seller from the UK had the box for, what was it, 270?
275.
Which I think is a fantastic price considering all these prices. Can you give me a guess on what Amazon has it for?
How much?
Just give me a quick guess off the top of your head. What do you think?
If 425.
Actually, no, you actually managed to go higher. It's at 383, which is why I was like assuming that we were like either close or at the $400 mark, because Amazon has it at 383. 384 when you look at it like from like before you click it for some reason, but I'm not going to pay attention to that. And also, like, we have zero information on the pull rates of these boxes. Like, if there's issues with the pull rates like there was with the last Ultimate Masters, like, I don't know, man. Not like, some of these prices are pretty insane.
There has been pull rates issues with Commander Legends Battle for Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
So
you can theoretically already assume that unless that they fix something on how they like pack their boosters, there's probably mm-hmm. going to be pull rate issues with this set as well.
Yeah, but look at this. A store is selling them for $549. Another one is selling them for $409.99.
But my question here is, I guess, right? Like, how much are the stores getting it for then?
That's the issue. I wish I could tell you, but I really can't. Even here in Puerto Rico, we all know and we have seen stores already posting their pre-orders, and they're already on the $400 range.
Yeah, that's exactly what worries me. Like, because usually when a store starts like hiking up their prices, especially like, you know, your local game store, when it isn't like one of those like, big chain game stores, right? Like, when they start hiking up their prices, it's usually because Wizards is screwing them over. Usually, right?
Yeah,
assume or say otherwise here, right?
It wouldn't be.
I don't think Wizards has a stake in this. Since
exactly.
Yeah, there is no MSRP. That's the reason. So.
And by the way, hello, JP.
Hello, JP. You know, so it is an issue. I'm right now checking another LGS, but they don't have a pre-order. They don't have pre-order prices.
Actually, let's take a step further with the question here, right? Mm-hmm. With the way that local game stores are handling their pricing. Do you think that they are, instead of, you know, selling at the pre-release price, pre-sale price that a lot of other stores are at, that average like probably the average should be like around 360, 370. Do you think that some stores are just trying to get ahead for when the box releases, which will probably release at the pace things are going, will probably release at the 380 or 400 mark?
I don't think so.
But you don't think it's going to release, or you don't think they were just trying to like get ahead in that sense? Like, explain your answer, my good sir.
I don't think so. They're gonna be like getting ahead, because in the end, you are affecting your consumer base. Depending on your location, like, of course. A local LGS is going to be dependent on their location and how centric to other areas their location is. And depending on what's around them is what their consumer base is going to be. Mm-hmm. With that being said, we could take an example of Granuja, which is near, and it's a very much of a college student area. They're not going to... a place like that is not going to be...
Like,
the people that go there a lot will not be buying this type of product as easily.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure there's people there, and I'm pretty sure they're gonna sell some.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, definitely. There is always someone who buys, but it's just not a majority of the, you know, of the store's player base, or, you know, client base in this case, and buyers.
Exactly. Yeah. Plus the fact that I think that one of the main issues is the no MSRP. Because the distributors have a power. So probably me putting an example that I was like giving a couple before you guys came in. So probably Wizard of the Coast is selling these to the distributors, they're selling, let's say, the cases for $1,200. That's $200 a box, because the boxes, each case brings six boxes, if I'm not mistaken. You're selling them, they're receiving them at $1,200, but then they're probably selling them to LGS stores at probably $1,800 or almost $2,000. And margins are kind of everywhere, because then if the boxes are more expensive, they have to make money. It's not the same as, for instance, when you buy a standard set as a case, the cases normally go for $600-$700, and they sell, some LGS stores sell the boxes for $110-$120, and then the difference between a draft to a set is basically $5-$10. So they do have a way to, like, oh, if this set is popular, they're going to buy one more than the other. And then we have all noticed that buying a set booster box is kind of way better than buying a draft booster box, because you get a wider ratio of rares. So there is a chance that you might find the rares that you want. But then there's this pull rate issue that we've been getting, that you won't
get the big money cards aren't the ones that are, like, that are getting pulled, which is the problem.
Exactly, because let's put an example for myself and with Streets of New Capenna. I got 3 set booster boxes, and I didn't even get a playset of the lands, and they're rares. You know, and we're talking about that I did get lands with the showcase or the full art borderless treatment, but I didn't get, like, a playset of Xander's Lounge. I didn't get, like, a playset of one of the other triomes. You know,
sure. That's what I've been, like, confused about for a while now. Are we getting more rares and mythics per set than we were, like, last year, for example, or the year before?
Really, it all depends on the set. I'm pretty sure there's an average amount.
Like, I mean, on average, at least.
On average, then I feel like we are. But, like, I think if I'm mistaken, I'm looking at, I'm currently looking at lists for several different things to talk about, and we, like, comparing to, let's say, Kamigawa, and, like, Kamigawa Neon Dynasty and Streets of New Capenna. Streets of New Capenna has a lot more rares than Kamigawa.
You know,
I think that's actually a really good thing to think about whenever we talk about, like, whether it's worth it to buy a box of a certain set or not.
Well,
like, looking at the amount of rares, because if a set has, you know, like in the case of New Capenna, just has too many rares up to a certain point, it's going to be harder to pull the rares that you want.
Well, look at Commander Legends Battles of Fort Boulder's Gate. My box was a dud. I only had commander lands, these dual lands. I only got, like, 3 of them.
I was confusing them, but it's not by a large margin. Neon Dynasty had 86 mythic rares and rares in total, like, taking those two in consideration, and New Capenna had 80.
Okay.
Yeah, and as well, if you guys remember that we showed it here in the show, in Streets of New Capenna, people got booster boxes that had repeated cards.
Yeah, like you would open basically the same cards in between the two booster boxes.
Yeah, in my 2 set booster boxes, I got the same row of list cards in 2 boxes, and in the 3rd one, I think I got one of the cards repeated, and the rest and the other ones were different. But it's really odd that I get one.
But then, actually, then you look at Strixhaven, and Strixhaven had 106 rares.
Wow.
Damn.
Strixhaven was a large set.
Yeah, but we had the mythical archives.
Hold on, are you counting? Exactly. Are you counting? Or is the mystical archives counted in like those rares and mythics that you're mentioning?
No.
What?
Yeah.
To be fair, though, I don't know. I don't know if you guys like remember like the boosters that you've opened from Strixhaven, but I do. Like, I personally remember opening a bunch of Strixhaven just like, you know, from buying boosters and just, you know, calming that cardboard crack addiction. Mm-hmm. But I remember, for the most part, I wouldn't really get any value out of Strixhaven boosters aside from like the Mystical Archives card. Like, I would open a booster that was like most of my boosters, I can confidently say, were for the most part trash rares, and then like, oh, I got a Teferi's Protection, or I got like a ridiculous like card from the Mystical Archives. But that was the only way I could basically break even with those boosters, or, you know, get value out of those boosters.
Mm-hmm. No, that
because
is.
I every time I opened up like boosters, most of the rares were pretty garbage. I don't know if it's just bad luck, but
hey, remember that they even reprinted Divine's Gambit in Mythical Archives as well.
Oh my god. I literally buried that card in the back of my mind, and now it's like I can see the art so clearly in my head.
You know, but this is really crazy. Like, people are not buying Commander Legends Battles of Baldur's Gate. This past weekend, they had like a crazy discount in all stores. So they were going for some websites were selling the boxes for like $80.
Ooh, that's a steal.
So, you know, and again, in my perspective, I would have been ready, I would have bought a couple of boxes just to have lands and the reflecting pool.
Actually, funny enough, the other day I basically there was an open set booster box and they didn't have any booster boxes left, so I just kind of said F it, and I like literally bought all the boosters in the display. So I essentially bought a booster box. I was just missing like maybe like five boosters. And I noticed that I cracked the Reflecting Pool and Dragon, which is just a pretty lucky box in general. Yeah. But I would be like, if it wasn't because I recognized that I made an impulsive decision, and if I had like bought a box and I would have cracked the same things, I would have been really bad at it. Because that was essentially a dud box, aside from the fact that there was a $10 dragon, because that dragon isn't too expensive, which was the green one, and the Reflecting Pool, but the rest of my pools were just nothing.
Yeah, because let's right now the most expensive card in the set is Ancient Red Dragon. Copper Dragon. Yeah.
I was actually able to find someone that had one, and I bought it off of them. It was insane, but I haven't seen a lot of people with them actually.
But then in which set was it? Was it this set or was it? No, it wasn't Capenna. In Capenna, we had the Stranger Thing cards reprinted, and the most expensive one is the Mind Flayer variant. It's not that expensive. It's only for like $2. The rest are just 50 cents, 60 cents.
Because realistically, they're all just commanders. They're literally all just commanders. The Mind Flayer being somewhat of an exception because he can kind of easily go into a few decks 99. But all the rest are, what, partner cards?
Yeah. Technically speaking, yeah, they're partner cards.
Yeah, and most friends, of them don't really fit into well in decks. Like and just slotting them into a random deck just doesn't work as well. Like in the 99 decks, doesn't really work as well with a lot of those cards.
No, yeah, but the thing is that let's put it this way: me myself, I'm not going to buy Double Masters. I will wait until the weekend gets there of the release, and I will go ahead and buy the cards that I
buy singles.
Yes. Because again, you know, there some of these cards probably will be a little bit much more cheap.
The commons and uncommons might be, it might go down, but with the amount of rares that there is in this set,
yeah,
and the limited print run that this set is, I am not betting. Like, I feel like the cheaper cards are gonna stay cheaper or go even cheaper.
The expensive cards are probably gonna get like a $10 to $20 discount, and then after that, it's gonna be all like,
they're gonna go back. I rather get the $10 to $20 discount than pay the full price.
I guess no, like yeah, but I'm not like it's not gonna be like this. Like Imperial Seals are gonna be like $3 each.
Yeah, but I'm not even aiming for Imperial Seal. I really don't care about that card because I already have Demonic Tutor.
Fair enough.
And Vampiric Tutor as well. So.
Which Vampiric Tutor is better anyway, so if anyone's thinking about buying Imperial Seal, realize that you're only doing it for the collection and maybe some redundancy.
CEDH, actually, maybe.
We did speak about this, I think it was yesterday, that the boxes are going for $400. I already said that there is a place selling them for $529.99. With that amount of money, if you guys are listening to us or watching us, with $600, you can buy. I think Chris was the one that said you can get a couple of bucks and buy a case of Commander Legends, the first set. Yeah. The first one.
Pay a couple extra dollars and get not just a case of Commander Legends, but a case of almost whatever like set has come out relatively recently, or that isn't a limited print run. Mm-hmm. Just get a case of it, you know, and like do whatever the heck you want with it, because it's probably going to be a better investment than just getting a single box of this set, because. I don't know if you guys agree with me, but it's usually never a good investment to just buy one box. Like when you only buy one box, you're usually just buying it for yourself for fun, mm-hmm. because you like the set, because you want to say that you got your hands on some of the cool stuff in the set, blah blah blah. But buying one case isn't like a good like it isn't a business decision or anything. You know, you're not expected to just make money off of it like that.
No, yeah, look, right now in Amazon, the Commander Legends, the first set, is going for $134.29. So it's not going for a bad price. I don't know if the collector booster box is going for more.
Wait, what are you looking at right now?
The Commander Legends, the first set, is going for the draft is going for $134, and then that's very expensive. The collector one's going for almost $800.
Oh wow! I actually forgot that Commander Legends had a collector's edition, but you know that still makes a little more sense. Because what I find ridiculous with the Double Masters set is that the draft box is actually more expensive than the collectors. Yeah, and yes. I understand it's because the collectors is just four boosters. Yeah, like I get all that. But it doesn't matter how you spin it. It's ridiculous that the collector's product is the one that's probably a better buy.
No, I disagree point. With that. I disagree with that a lot.
I have seen videos of the pulls. I'm going to see if I can search for one right now. Dang it, and that thing. Double you guys can continue talking. I'm just gonna go ahead and see if I can find a crack open.
There's already double masters cracking open.
Yep.
I'll have to check that out later.
Okay, so
to me, that's a little insane, though. Like, is it just me, or has a lot of like Wizards product been leaking earlier than it has like before?
It's not that they leak earlier. Is it the thing is that even though Wizard of the Coast did eliminate the content creator program for Arena, there's still the content creator program for Paper Magic. So a lot of people receive goodie bags from the set.
I think it was Cassius Marsh. I got a free box for him to open. I saw that on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. 4 booster packs, right? 4 booster packs brings this. Let me mute this. Let's go ahead and see what's the first booster pack open. The reason why we're not going to post it here is because of, copyright issues. So let's...
You can still talk about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. So a bunch of foil commons and uncommons. I think you get like 15 or 14 if I'm not mistaken. His first card is Cooling Oracle. It's a common...
Coiling.
It's a common and it's borderless.
I don't think that card had a borderless treatment. So well, at least that's...
Yeah, and then we have his second card is Bloodbraid Elf, borderless.
That's an uncommon. That's nice. That's actually... I'm pretty sure that's played in Modern, so...
I think that's still played in Modern. Okay, let's go to the next card. Next card is Burning Tree Emissary.
Also borderless. Also very good.
Borderless foil.
Very good. That is also very good.
Okay, next card. Next
actually,
card.
Actually, JP, can you find the... I could probably do that now, but I gotta use another thing. If we can start looking up the prices of the cards, just the kind of pre-release booster box game it, I guess.
So okay. The next card is Borderless Mentor of the Meek.
That's foil. A god. So a foil Coiling Oracle is 90 cents. Mentor of the Meek is meh.
Okay, so
Mentor of the Meek shouldn't be too expensive. But what was the other one? What about the Burning Tree Emissary? I mean,
it's an uncommon. It's an uncommon. I'm changing this up.
I mean, but it is still borderless foil, so maybe it's like worth at least like a buck.
It's a dollar foil, so maybe.
Okay.
Okay, so if we're using the professor's table, only $2 and up cards are the ones that we put in the pricing.
A Bloodbraid Elf foil is at least $6.
Yeah, but the Bloodbraid Elf was not foil.
Borderless, though, right?
It was borderless, yeah.
The normal borderless one, like the normal one, is still, it's 68 cents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't expect normal borderless to be that much more expensive unless it's like a mythic or a rare. And even then, even at rare, like at rare level, I don't expect it to be that much of a price difference. That's what I've noticed, like personally, right?
If we do get flagged, I don't think so because this is a YouTuber.
You haven't even said who the YouTuber is, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'll say it when I share it. Let me just share the screen. Share screen window. So guys, if you guys see a comment, just tell me like that I can highlight the comment. Okay, you guys see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first rare is Figure of Destiny.
That's a foil Figure of Destiny, right?
Yeah, it's foil. Yeah. We're watching Pat the Popper. So
pretty
Pat,
sure get it. Figure of Destiny has additional printings, and the foil version is still $1.
No, we're still in the zero margins. That's sad.
Yeah, and that's 3 boosters in, 4 boosters in.
Yeah, Elenda.
And then Elenda. So Elenda is worth something, but more interesting, that's the Richard Kane Ferguson art, so it'll be worth something at least.
This is a non-foil version. Tell me the...
Even then, the non-foil version for a normal Elenda is still $15.
Mm-hmm.
$14.97.
Is that for the... For
its original printing, Elenda the Dusk Rose, the normal art, non-foil, is $15. At minimum, this should be around $16 to $17, $18.
Yeah, pre-sale price, it's at $31.
Exactly. See?
Okay.
Yeah, I personally think is that at least from pre-sale price, it should be at least either $10 off or like half the value.
But $10
off sounds correct. So it should be around like $20.
Okay, so yeah. You guys want to go in that route. $10 minus $10, the pre-sale value, okay?
Yeah.
And for the most part,
at least for the non-foils. The foils are a little bit more iffy because that's going to depend on pull rate.
Okay, there we go. We got the Elenda. So right now he is $20 plus. Oracle of Moldaga.
And that's a money card.
There we go.
Oracle of Moldaga has no other printing.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually one printing with Jumpstart. One additional printing. And their normal version is still $16. And
that's a foil etch, correct?
That's a foil etch, which is $108. The normal.
I got it over here at 90 at least on the. I got it over here for 90 on TCG.
It's still like it's around that price for the market.
So 90?
Oh, really? Like for the other foil?
Yeah, for the foil.
Oh, wow. So that's not even for like the double master foil?
No.
Oh.
So we're going to say 90.
That's 90 to be safe, I guess, but if the other printing is already at 100.
Yep.
I mean, although when the printing releases, I think the price will still go down, but let's leave it at 90 just for...
He's right now plussing 110.
He is plussing.
He is plussing regardless right now.
Which is something very important. We have to take that in account that if without these last few...
Dark never side. Mind.
Wow.
Never mind.
Is that a freaking Ragavan?
Yeah, no, that's Dockside Extortion.
Oh, that's Dockside.
Foil Borderless.
Because the Ragavan is in the set too, right?
Yeah.
I can't look for a price for that because there is no other version of Dockside and there is no foil version of Dockside that exists.
Yeah, no, but you can still find the pre-sale Borderless.
Yeah, you may look for the pre-sale Borderless version. The normal version is currently at $50.
At least from what I have here in TCG Player, we're seeing normal market price so far is at $91.99. Listed medium down to $87, and then the foil is sitting at $175. So we can assume that we're going to be looking at a price of like $160, $150.
Yeah, okay.
$150.
So
next
now card. This is that's value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So far I think the box, if he had gotten the box at like pre-sale, like when the pre-sale started, it would have been $250. He's already like either breaking even. No, he's not. He's already making his money.
Is it collectors?
Okay.
So
yeah, either way, it's basically at the same price. So.
If he got it for $250, he's already plussing $10.
Yeah.
Okay, we got the token.
The next version. See, there those are the foil commons.
Secret of the Way.
Okay, Mentor of the Meek, the Mold Drifter. They're just still borderless. These aren't worth anything. These are cards that have been printed several times. Unearthed foil borderless. If I'm not mistaken, Unearthed does have several printings.
Yeah, Unearthed, I don't think that's going to be worth much, but I don't think it's going to be worth like nothing either. You know what I mean?
Unearthed is literally a $4 card when foil.
And nice. Borderless?
what I'm looking at right now.
No, like this is the latest printing. So yeah. Borderless foil is gonna be worth at least something.
So normal, it says here that it's gonna be $4.94, so basically $5. And there is no market price for it yet, but at least the listed medium is sitting at $14. So I expect it to be down at maybe like $10. Okay, you were gonna say something, Jimmy?
Now at $270.
Yeah, around $15. So yeah.
Yeah, so I expect that to be like an. I think that realistically, it's like an $8 card.
Yeah.
Flicker Whips.
Then you got Flicker Whips. That is. I love that gnarly art. That's.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I agree.
That's also going to be a pretty penny, like, uncommon, I think.
Yeah. It is very used. Yeah. It's a $50. It says $49.95 for the foil borderless version. Currently, Flicker Wisp has several printings. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 printings. And with the latest printing in the borderless treatment is around $33. So this is pretty standard for what Flicker Wisp is. We could consider this around $40 to $30.
What's our total so far, by the way?
Right now it's $310.
$310, right?
Yes. This is second pack, so he's actually going really good.
Oh, this is only the second pack. Wow, okay.
Yeah. What is his next card?
Greater Gargadon has been printed, I feel like, 3 times, if I'm not mistaken. Has never been.
Has it ever been foiled before?
Yeah. Yes. Has 4 printings. One of them in the Commander Baldur's Gate.
Commander deck, was it? I don't remember it being in the set. Is it?
No. It's. Yeah. Actually, that's the commander.
Is it a high price or is not?
This has no price. This is like a $17. It's like 17 cents.
Okay.
This is a dollar maybe. Bloodforge Battle Axe. If I'm not mistaken, this does not have any other printings. This is
that's gonna be too expensive. It's not that great of a card, is it? Or am I confusing it with another battle?
It copies itself, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Right.
Only has one printing. The price on that printing. All right, you get it. This is a $17 card, non foil, non borderless, original printing. For this to be this price, and this has several, like, this is this foil or this is just
non-foil?
This is
non-foil. Non-foil
This is a $27 card.
Okay.
I expect the price to be highly around, dependent at least, on like a full rate more than anything.
Yes, but also this is literally the second time it's ever been printed, so.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't think it's an amazing card. I think it works in some decks. I get the decks where it's
Emrakul, the Eon's Torn foil deck.
Wow. I mean, we should look up pricing just because it's, you know, good.
Yeah.
Is that borderless foil or is it a thing?
That's foil.
That's foil.
Because the first one I got over here was a textured foil.
Yeah, I can't find a version of the Emrakul, the Eon's Horn. They're textured foil.
Oh wait, hold on. I just found the foil. Nope. Just give me one sec. $200. $200 is what it's the listed medium is $210, and there's no listings available for the time being. But yeah, listed medium is $210.
So let's.
I can see that at $200 easily. Yeah, he's already gotten his the like the box is worth at least based off of like what's it called, like pre-sale price points, which you can always assume are gonna are some of the cards that were that are that you see on screen for anyone that's like listening or actually watching this, right? Like a lot of the cards you're gonna see on screen, there's gonna be no in between. Either City they're gonna drop around 20,
that's 20 an expensive bucks card.
That's City of Brass, Border.
Either they're gonna drop like 10 or 20 bucks, like we've been saying so far, or there are some of these, not all of them, that are going to probably drop like below like half their current price.
This is not dropping anytime soon.
Oh no, not City of Brass. I mean, it's only been printed like 3 times at this time, no? And it's a borderless, like this is ridiculous, dude. Oh, it's so good.
The borderless.
Oh man, I'm just saying, because of all the foil and the borderless like BS treatments on these cards, I personally think it's probably going to be more worth it to get a collector's of this set specifically than getting the normal box, man. You're going to get more stuff in the other one. They're going to get higher probabilities of getting better stuff. But the treatments on the cards are what's really gonna like bump up the prices a lot.
So the City of Brass borderless foil is going for $240.
Not surprised. Damn.
He is at 777 pre-sale value.
Insane. Even if it was half of it, he would still be doing okay.
Yep.
Is that a reflector base on there? Is that a...
That's a played card.
Yeah, that's worth like at least $3 or $4.
Easily. Young Pyromancer.
That's a $5.
That's
card.
Also worth something. Yeah.
Right now we don't need to look for more prices because he already plussed if he was with only like a couple.
No, I think it's still worth looking up those prices and then at the end of it, wait, what is that?
Ori regular.
The Dalkin Ori, that's still insane. That's still a $30 card. Like foil like that, that's still like no, wait, that's foil. Never mind. That's yeah, more that's money. Jeez, that should be at least $60. Let me see.
Foil is going for $50 resale price.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's basically just the same price as the other one. No?
Supreme Verdict.
Supreme Verdict, borderless treatment.
Oh, wow. Hey, guys, fun fact. The Dalkin Orrery is out of stock everywhere right now.
Lol.
$32.
Nice. 32?
Yeah.
They freaking bought out the card, man. They saw the price drop and they bought it out. That's insane.
It's not even that good of a card.
Yeah, but people want it. You know what I mean? It's not about the card being good, it's about it being wanted.
Is that
the trash rare?
That's a dud?
Yeah, that's a dud. Villainous Wealth. It's only using Commander. It's not even that expensive, if expensive at all.
That is insane. This man pulled a frick. Oh god,
Godlike box.
You know, really interesting question. Do you think that the stuff that Wizards gives content creators is like? Really pack it knowingly.
That would be interesting.
I'm walking into like, you know, bullshit conspiracy like territory in here, right?
We would need to sit down and watch all of the unboxings of the creators to see if all of their boxes are good.
I mean, have you heard of a creator?
But then you have to compare it to non-creators. And that's exactly. Like way too much. That's a lot of like
too much variation.
Data compilation and variation.
Yeah.
How much is this card?
$190.
$190.
I would almost say that's cheap.
He's already in
Rexy and Alter.
Okay. Next and final.
1K, huh? Even like. I just want to like reiterate here. if
this is pack number,
if this man was making half of the money off of the collector's boxes, like even if everything that he's pulling was at half the price, he is still making the box.
Yep.
And making money off of it. Even if he had bought it at $400, he would still be making money off of it. That's insane.
Lightning Bolt is the first card.
Beautiful Lightning Bolt.
That's probably worth like around $3-4. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gaddock T?
Kasali Pride Mage and... that's the
Rakdos.
The Rakdos build.
Yeah, the Rakdos bounce line.
Then Ramping Growth. It should be around $4, $4 to $5. That's a dud.
Glenalundra.
Yeah, that's a dud.
That's a bad Glenalundra.
Let's see if he pulls it. Let's see if he pulls another
Phyrexian Altar. Wow.
That's an $85 card right there.
God damn
it. Wow. This dude. I don't know, man. Every time I see a content creator open a box, I don't know if I've just been like that guy who's been lucky enough to catch all of them, but.
Hey, look.
Every time I see a content creator open a box, is never a dud, man.
Grog, Skull Reaver, Foil Etched.
Yes.
Would be a $78 card.
78.
That thing is $78?
It has no other printing. This is the first time it's ever been reprinted.
I see. He's a flying double strike lifelink, and whenever you gain life, you draw a card.
Goes infinite with so many things.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe Chris has a point.
I'm saying, dude, like every time I see, like, look, again, I know that I'm just like, there's a lot of bias based on personal experience. We all understand that, right? But I'm just saying, every time I've gotten on YouTube to watch a content creator mucking up a box that was given to them by Wizards, I've never seen them go negative. I've seen the professor go negative when he plays the booster box game.
Oh yeah.
That's a $350.
But I've never seen content creators that get a box from Wizards go negative.
That card buys you the box.
Yeah.
Literally. That's insane, dude.
But by the way, that card buys you a draft box, like the $400 one, basically.
I mean, to be fair, the collector's is probably just gonna be like 10 or 20 bucks behind it, so same difference.
That was the last card.
That is insane.
So,
that is absolutely insane. And you all know it.
Yeah.
So this person right here, he made, if he was opening this box to resell the cards in the pre-sale value, he made $1,567.
Wait. Just to clarify, he made, or like including the price of the box, or just, or like, is that the total that came out of the box?
If he bought the box for what it's worth, that's like $269, something like that.
Yeah.
And again, this is just not saying that he included the price, that we included the prices of the foil commons and non-commons, because stores sometimes buy them. So right now, if you would have bought the box at $279.97, it's right now the most cheap one in the listing. He still had got a plus of $1,287. So he can literally buy a couple of more collector booster boxes if he wants to.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man, like specifically with this set, because of the chances of pulling pretty arts for cards that you were probably going to end up pulling in your draft box anyways, the collector's booster display might actually be worth it. Same.
I think
and everything, and these boxes are still sitting at 270, 280 market price, They're not $400. Again, this is, of course, considering that you're pulling like at least half as broken as this bandit. Because if you get a dud box, we just lost $230, which sucks for anyone.
To be honest, I kind of feel like you have to go in with the mentality of if I plus, I plus, if I neg, I neg.
Oh yeah, no, I think you have to go in with that mentality no matter what you're opening, man, honestly.
Yeah.
Because unless you're the kind of person that's going to be buying like a whole case, like if you buy a case, like your mentality is I'm going to plus, because you're when you're buying a case, you're not buying a case just to fuck around, you know?
I mean, some people
like, of course, when you have the capital to do it, of course. Like if we're going to talk about when and if people can, you know, okay, Post Malone can just, you know, say, oh, I'm going to buy a 600,000, 800,000 Black Lotus, you know, like shit.
Yeah.
But you know, like usually you don't just buy a case to fuck around. Like you buy a case to make money off of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like when you do that, like the mentality is I'm going to fucking plus. But if you're just buying this for just to kind of like try out your luck, or because you like the set, just because you like Magic the Gathering and want the chance to get at scoring some really useful and expensive, because that's the cool part. Like they're not just expensive cards, they're also useful if you play Commander or almost any format at this point.
Literally, if I would be buying a collector booster box, it would be just for fun. Yeah. And if I do get cards that I am not going to use, then I would resell them like in to like the my friends or something like that, because probably
I'm just saying, John, I'm willing to split it.
No, yeah, like again, let's put it in perspective. If I would buy, let's say, a box with a collector booster box with Chris, and Chris got, let's say, Force of Negation and Mana Drain, two cards that I probably am looking for, and I do pull, I don't know, cards that he needs, I wouldn't even care about the value. I'll be like, hey, let's just trade, you know.
I mean, to be honest, if I open one of those boxes and like you, like anyone pulls out the Sensei's Divining Top, we are not keeping that top. We're getting another box.
Exactly. Again, I really do love these sets, because these sets help. But these sets are fun to open because are cards that we use a lot in Commander, you know. But the issue is the pricing right now. $400 for a draft booster box? No, that's not the way to go. You know, and sadly to say, I understand the collector booster box has only four booster packs, but I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And if you even though if you find a blister pack in Walmart, go ahead and get it.
I mean, if it's at a reasonable price.
Yeah,
because blister pack specifically, though, the issue with him, remember, is it's just one pack. Like at least with the four packs, you still have a 1 in 4 chance of like pulling.
No, yeah, but the issue is that at least here in Puerto Rico, let's be honest, like here in Puerto Rico, let's talk about the popular mystery box that people were buying, that would bring you. The occasional probably would have bring you a beta booster pack.
That never happens.
That never happens. But still, some of these boxes do bring good value booster packs. Even back in the day, the reason why I say is you're because
gonna Dragon's Maze, and then another Dragon's Maze. A third dragon.
And then suddenly an Innistrad, and then Dragon's Maze.
Just the reason why I say it is because, at least in the States, depending on where you were on the place, if you go to like a Walmart that it's not near an LGS store or near people that understand card game, I've seen people in YouTube pull out in these random booster pack listers. You know, the ones that bring like, oh, here are three random booster packs. I've seen people get fifth dawn and further down the memory lane of Magic the Gathering booster packs. Some of them open them, some of them don't. I know that recently, it was a funny story. Recently, in one of the groups that I am in Magic the Gathering on Facebook, this kid bought a collection in the Salvation Army for like $20. Inside the collection, there was a tropical island.
My soul.
And then he confirmed in his local game store that the card was real. So, you know, a lot of magical things can happen, but we're not lucky enough to be part of those magical things.
Not with that attitude.
The last time I went to the States, I told my father like, hey, I think it was a Sunday. No, it was a Saturday. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go around and see if I can find like, those garage sales. I went to like 5 garage sales. No luck finding Magic the Gathering products.
Oh, yeah. No, man. You got to be like first person there, because you can be sure that someone is already like some random magic nerd has already tried. Like, hey, I wonder if they got some magic. Oh, is that a box of your son's old Magic the Gathering card? Look, I know that's just a bunch of cardboard. I'll give you $18 for it.
Exactly. Dude, is that it? Oh, I have seen these lucky finds with people that go to garage sales that you're like, shit. Why not me?
Well, because we live in Puerto Rico, and I don't think we got a lot of magic products like from like Alpha and Beta back in the day here.
Actually, to be honest, I do have a cousin that he plays on and off, and he still has his collection, and I've always told him like, hey, whenever you're going to sell it, just tell me. I'll take it off your hands, because he plates unlimited. So I know that there's value inside those boxes.
Wow.
You know, and the thing is that I always tell him to bother him. I think when I go to the West Side, I'll see if I can see him and ask him, hey, do you still have your Magic the Gathering collection? Do you use it? Because I'm willing to buy it off you.
If you do that, let me know. See what you're getting rid of there.
Oh yeah, dude, like, because I do like to, something that I really really love to do like at least once or twice is just buy off an old a collection, because you know that sometimes people just want to make space in their houses and they don't want to play the game anymore, and they're like, hey, I'm selling my collection for $500-$600, and then they probably sell it at that price, and then when you check the cards, you do have more than $600 and probably actual cards. So, you know, it's something that I've always was willing to risk. I will never forget the day that I was at one of the local game stores and they bought off a collection off somebody. They bought the collection for like, I think it was $1,200, and only in the first two pages were playsets of Tropical Island, Bayou, the Dual Lands. Those were the first two pages.
That's insane.
I was like, how the heck? You know, and then the thing is that this is what happens when you have a person that is desperate to sell their collection just because they want to make space in their houses or their apartment or whatnot. You can get
them they'll get rid of it for nothing. Yeah.
You know, so let's go around the table and let's see, JP. Are you willing to buy the $400 box, or are you just willing to go for singles in this set?
I might get a box for $285, but that is like very, very tentative, and I need to check out and make sure. But I already have a friend that got it for $250. I wouldn't pay for $400. $400 is too much. It is way too much. I would wait for singles, but the problem is the singles I would want won't go down in price. I want Sensei's Divining Top. I want a Phyrexian. I would love more Phyrexian Altars. That's literally my bread and butter in Commander. Like, the cards I want won't be going down in price.
Yeah.
How about you, Chris?
I mean, I'm just kind of stuck in the same boat as JP, really. I don't think paying $400 for a draft box is worth it. Just in case you're going to ask the question later, I'm going to save the rest of that statement, right? But, you know, again, I don't think the $400 for the box is worth it. I would definitely wait for singles. And honestly, that's a lot of times that just tends to be the rule of thumb with most Magic sets, you know? Like, unless you can prove that it is worth buying that box, it's going to be pretty rare for me to just come out here and say, yes, go buy a box right now. Even if I do it like on hype week, yeah, I might. But realistically, like, most sets, you're better off just buying the singles. You're going to waste the same amount of money getting the singles you want versus getting the box. And in this case specifically, with like this box, you're going to like use up a lot less money if you get the singles that you want rather than pay for a box, with very, very few exceptions. Like, maybe Imperial Seal will be an exception for that, which will probably cost you the same thing as a box at that point. If you want like a really nice and shiny Sensei's Divining Top, that kind of stuff. But other than that, if you're gonna buy any singles from this set, like, actually, if you're gonna buy, like, if you want to buy anything from this set, just get singles rather than getting boxes.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, if you're not planning on selling the cards, buy singles for this set. I would recommend the first weekend and the first week of the release. That's when the prices are.
The first week after release.
That's the time that the prices are going up and down. These is like stocks, guys. These boxes became the new cryptocurrency right now. And another comment I would say, Wizard of the Coast, get your shit straight. Sorry. You guys have been messing up in these past three sets. I don't know what's going on.
Sometimes they have an ups and downs, but I was looking for ever since they announced MSRP changes, their change was announced in February 18th. 2019, so 2019, the change went into effect around April of that same year. Since that year, that was the year where. Do you want
where to absolutely guess? Absolutely everything spiked.
Do you want to guess? Grain.
Pandemic?
No, yes, you got it right. Throne of Eldraine.
Yep.
Okay.
If everything just went downhill from there, man.
Throne of Eldraine came out in that set. That next set. There's the core set for that year. And then after that, the other sets have been Modern Horizons 2, Double Masters for the. Let me verify the which other Masters type sets. Master Series. So from that year, that next year, Double Masters was the first one. So Double Masters and the Modern Horizons. Both Modern Horizons. So in terms of sets like this, Modern Horizons have had a multiple printing set. This is the first non-print-to-demand set that they have thrown. Time Spiral Remastered wasn't the print-to-demand either.
Oh, that was limited print set too?
That was a limited print front set. The difference is that since there was an error in their printing, they had to do a second print run.
Interesting. That's right. I forgot about that. Wow. So in that case, we could actually, like I was talking about to John about like pricing earlier, right? About how like I expect these boxes to go up to like $600 because that's what the previous Double Master stabilized at. But since now that you're mentioning that, then we could very likely be looking at like an $800 close to $100K box, like not 100K, close to $1K box.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's insane. That is absolutely insane. I'm almost thinking about a box might be worth it for the long run. Jeez.
Yeah, but a box would be worth it.
That's another thing, by the way.
If you keep it like sealed.
Yeah, exactly. Like that was the other thing that I kind of forgot about, and I remember talking to our friend Carlos about, like, this set is definitely worth it to buy sealed. But opening it, well, same thing we've been saying. Like, if you're gonna open a box, buy singles. But if you're gonna buy this box to keep it either as a collector's item or to sell the boxes down the line, there's money to be made.
Yep. But again, it all depends on the person.
Oh yeah, no, definitely right.
It all depends on the person, you know. So. Okay, so you guys, do you guys have any last words to say about this crazy shenanigans that's going on with the Magic the Gathering products?
Actually, before anything, did we talk about the bait and switch last week?
What bait?
The mana drain bait and switch.
Yeah, we did.
We did. Never mind. I've just been thinking about that all week, man.
Mana drain bait and switch.
The mana drain bait and switch, in which they essentially supposedly mana drain got leaked as a Baldur's Gate spoiler, even though it was supposed to be a Double Master spoiler. And some people, including Rudy on YouTube from Alpha Investments, was speculating that was done like on purpose to get you like super hyped for the set, get you to buy it, and then be like, oh yeah, that's not in the set, that's in Double Masters, which is like the next set over.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, like I don't know if we covered it last time we all got together. No, but we then yeah like now we did. You know, man, like Wizards of the Coast, what is going on, man? There's issues with production, there's issues with just how they're handling their product in general. Like there's some funky stuff going on in Wizards, and I think that not everything, but that a lot of their problems would seriously get fixed if they just take it easy on the amount of product they're releasing.
That is like one of those issues. Too much product.
Like
too much product, like little time.
Like as I've said, like I think and we've had this conversation before, but like, hey man, I love just as much as the next guy to be getting like a constant stream of Magic product. But the problem with it is that like you gotta recognize that your consumers' pockets need a break, you know? And the problem, I think part of the problem that we have as consumers is thinking that every product is for us as well. You know what I mean? because obviously as a company, you're not going to advertise this is for X or Y audience. Your price tag is what tells you what audience that's for, right?
Yeah, and, exactly.
And sometimes, like, for example, these kind of collectors, like items like the double master sets and stuff like that, they aren't aimed at like the general Magic audience. They're aimed for either seasoned people that know what like a lot of this stuff is worth, or they're for the whales in the industry. They're for the people that like bring tons of money into Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast. But either way, even for the whales, like, let's put it this way. If Rudy has freaking something to say about it, like if Rudy is complaining about there being too much product floating in the market, you know that there's definitely an issue, considering that this man has enough money to like probably buy half of Wizards at this point.
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct, because it's sad, because next set will be which one is it, Unfinity or Dominaria?
I mean, Unfinity, I think it's coming out first, or no, actually I think it's Dominaria United.
Yeah, it comes out in a month.
To be honest, I don't consider Unfinity a set.
Like to me, it's just like another specialty product, you know, like a double master's thing.
People do buy it because of what it brings.
Oh no, don't get me wrong. It's not that people don't buy it. I don't. It's not that I don't count it as a set because people don't buy it. I just like JP is saying, like I don't count it as a set because it doesn't. It's not really like a main set product. Like it's not meant for any format or anything. It's just kind of its own thing. Kind of like Jumpstart. I mean, Jumpstart is really go ahead.
Dominaria is coming out on September 9th. And Unfinity's coming out in October.
Wait, doesn't Brothers War go before Unfinity? Dominaria United?
No.
Really? I thought it was the other way around. That's interesting.
It's a pain because there's no room to breathe.
Yeah.
There's no room to breathe. You know, because it's like set after set, set after set. And then the thing is that then you get
set after set and then product in between.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Considering how Dominaria United will come out in September, Unfinity will come out in October, and then in November, we get Brothers War. Then we
at
get.
Some point-
Then we get in December, we should be getting the Warhammer Commanders.
Yeah,
actually, the Warhammer Commander said that they changed the date to October 7th.
Oh, never mind.
Still insane.
Even more stuff.
Wait, weren't we supposed to get the Lord of the Rings product in December, or is that for January of next year?
That's next year.
Okay, never mind. Sad.
Yeah, I know.
But then again, putting Warhammer and Lord of the Rings in the same year is a huge waste of like money and resources on the part, so that's fine.
Yeah, it is a lot of sets coming out. So guys, do you have any last words for tonight's topics?
I feel like I already got it all out there for now, at least. You know, maybe I could probably add in something else about, like, you know, Wizards, you suck, but it's fine. I'm good for today.
Okay, JP, where can the people find you?
You can find me here, the Garbrook Cave Podcast. What about you, Chris?
You can find me here, also in the Garbrook Cave Podcast. It's been a while, but you will soon find me again on my Twitch, ChrisPass18. I've been playing around with Devil May Cry. I want to unlock the harder difficulties to actually make content based off of that. John, where can they find you, my guy?
So you can find me on all my social media as Real In Films, or as well pass by my website, realinfilms.com. If you guys want to have any updated news in regards of the entertainment world and or movies as well, my movie reviews as well, I do collaborate with thenerdybasement.com, so you guys can see more content there with me in regards of website content, as well with the movie guy. eye. I won't be doing up, up, left, right this month. I will be doing it next month. So next month, I will be trying to do a double whammy for two episodes this next month in July. As well, with Odengo at Subtitles Required, we still don't have a date when that podcast will be back up and running, but we still have plans to bring back that podcast as well here at the Cardboard Cave. And as well, you can follow Odengo at his social media as Cinemas Podcast. He is right now with XV in Ridgeport with the After School Club, talking about amazing, great things in the entertainment world. As well, he does films, so go ahead and Google his name, Alejandro de Odengo, and see and check out his content as well. We did see me and a friend of his, we did see a short film of his that he will be sending out for some festivals. So it really looks really interesting. Oh wait, I forgot one thing, one last thing. This Friday, it will be my debut of being part of the cast of The Report, that's how the cast is called, at XV in Ridgeport. So don't miss out. We will be talking about news of the entertainment world, as well we will be talking about the movie Black Phone and Elvis. So don't miss out. Just go ahead, follow XV in Ridgeport and check them out. And as well, if you want to see my reviews, they're up in their social media as well. So one more thing before we go, because we have things to say. How about spicing up your commander? Ultrasleeves.com. Use our code CardboardCave, 5% discount at checkout. And as well, you will be supporting us 32 hour podcast. We will be opening our merch store soon. I already got a place where we can put them in, so you guys can will be having access to the Cardboard Cave merchandise. I will be talking to the guys so that we can make customized shirts for each one of us, like a phrase or something like that. You guys can buy a shirt of your favorite caster or host here at the Cardboard Cave. Remember, follow us in all of our social media. Hope you have a great day. Night.
Wait, John, if you put dice in the store, You can call it the merch and dice store.
As well, Chris, thanks for reminding me. Next week we will have Commander Night, because we will be posting posting in our social media how we're going to be dividing the months. So at the start of the month will be the podcast, middle of the month will be Commander Night, end of the month will be podcast as well. Then we will be talking about more content for you guys. Due to that, I'm a newly refound dad. Time is really, really of an essence in my part. So but still, content will go on your way. We're making sure that you guys get your podcast or Commander Night every Wednesday. We're already in talks to do a couple of things like that. The guys have access to you guys. So nothing. We will see you next week with a couple of new commanders that at least myself have created for Commander Nights. So we will see you guys next week. And here is a message of our local game store. Hey geeks, do you love comics, collectibles, and TCG? Well, here at Cardboard Cave, we have the place for you. Pass by Capitan Granuja Comics and Games and find all your favorite geeky items there. Look for them at Facebook or Instagram, or call them at 787-659-7003. A store blessed by Nicole Bolas.